Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.
The upcoming presentation is a two-man power trip of wrestling podcast production.
And now for something completely different.
Hey, I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm in 3 Halls of Fame. For the young fans, they don't give a damn. They just give a damn about themselves and what they're hearing now. And I got no problem with those rules. I know the rules going in. I'm happy to play the game that way.
And when Ivan came off with that knee drop from the top rope and he pinned me, I thought that something happened. I couldn't hear a thing. You could have heard a pin drop in that arena. It touched me so deeply that when I went in the dressing room, I really felt depressed.
I'll tell you that, I'll tell you right to his face. And with Hogan and I, if he wanted to get in a real street fight with me, trust me, he would lose. And he knew it.
You know, that's the other thing. They give you the belt, and they're like, okay, you're in charge of me. I was like, what?
When you mentioned a guy like Harley Race, that kind of legendary status, it's obvious why people would get upset.
As far as I'm concerned, Roddy Piper was not a wrestler. He wasn't even a good worker. If he had to go out and work his way to the top and not have good friends like Jim Barnett. I mean, I'm not saying he's not a good guy. He's just not a tough guy.
Bro, I swear to you, I don't have an ego. Like, I don't give a crap. That stuff is not important to me. People don't know me. They have no idea of who I am. They know of me as being a fictional character that they saw on TV.
People didn't understand that, you know, the guy they saw in the ring that happened to be using his real name and happened to actually be the president of the company, they really believed that that guy that they loved to hate was actually a pretty decent guy. And I think many people have the perception that I really was that character.
Welcome to the two-man power trip of wrestling. I'm your host, JP John Paz. Today we have a very special guest. He's an MLW star. He's a AAA star. He was a CMLL star. He used to be Donald Trump's favorite wrestler. He is Mr. Sam Adonis. Sam, welcome to the two-man power trip. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me this afternoon. You forgot All Japan Pro Wrestling, Florida Championship Wrestling, and about 850 independents across the world. So just point that out. Yeah.
So what's going on in your world? Seems like you are getting bigger and better every day. And like you said, more promotions are you're being booked on.
I appreciate that. I'm busy, man. Thank goodness I'm busy. The pandemic sucked for everybody. I mean, I'm sure it was no different than in your world. But, you know, so much of us were out of work and just weren't very busy at all. Luckily, everything lined up in the perfect storm. And I was able to go, you know, into AAA in May of 2020, I think it was. And I've been rolling ever since. I swear, I'm in Mexico 2 or 3 times each month. And now most of my work is West Coast or at least the Southwest. So living here in Pittsburgh, it seems like I basically live in either Chicago O'Hare or Dallas-Fort Worth airports because I'm there constantly.
Is it true you're Conan's favorite wrestler or is that made up? Are you actually?
I wish I was Conan's favorite wrestler. I mean, I might be. He would never tell us that. Conan is one of the coolest bookers and bosses you ever meet, and he has a way of keeping people motivated unlike anybody I've ever seen. It's awesome. I tell people stories about it, but I mean, you can feel so great about yourself and everything's going great, and then he'll just tell you something in the nicest, sweetest way possible, and you want to be better because he has that, you know, it's Conan. He's one of the biggest stars in wrestling history, so he knows how to keep his crew intact and under the thumb in a good way. And I think that's why AAA is so stacked full of talent right now.
with you. Of course, we'll talk about Triple H just in a second, but MLW, MLW Underground on Reels, MLW, obviously you can follow them all around on social media, but you've making a splash with them lately with John Hennigan, a.k.a. Johnny Caballero, I guess you could pronounce it.
I am absolutely loving my time with MLW. It was something kind of jumped on me, or it jumped at me a little bit out of nowhere. And again, it came through Conan. He was, you know, he's worked for years with MLW, and it was something I really wasn't pursuing or even thinking about. And man, I couldn't be happier right now. MLW seems to be doing a lot of big things. You know, they basically sprung this whole Reels deal out of nowhere. Very few people knew about that, you know, in the company. They just have big projects and big things coming at all times. And it's really fun because I think right now they're in a bit of a transitional position. You know, they don't quite have the identity they had 3 years ago, but that's almost in a good way because right now a lot of those guys went to AEW or WWE, and now they're kind of finding footing with a new TV network, two TV shows, and constantly rotating door of talent. And it's definitely something I'm proud to be part of.
Of course, John Hennigan and Cesar Duran, they're bringing you in as like the hired gun, if you will. They're bringing you in as like the boss, if you will, the enforcer.
It's fantastic. I mean, John Hennigan is John Hennigan. I mean, you really don't have to say too much about him. And I didn't really know too much about Cesar Duran before our time here with MLW, but I mean, he's been amazing to work with. He's just a total pro. I mean, just a pleasure to share a locker room with. And he's super talented, you know, but he can go out there and wind a crowd up unlike anybody and just, you know, nails it every night. It's really cool because our you know, representing Lucha Azteca, Azteca Underground, I'm sorry.
Yes.
It's cool because, you know, myself, Ty Valkyrie, and John Hennigan, you know, we might be considered the three most authentic luchadors in Mexico or in MLW. As far as our time spent in AAA and across Mexico, it's kind of funny because we're able to get the fans a little bit extra wound up knowing these you know, three tall, blonde, Caucasian Americans are calling ourselves authentic luchadors from Mexico. It kind of gets some good tongue-in-cheek heat.
That is great that they're bringing you in. And Cesar Duran, when Lucha Underground was going on, he used to steal the show when he used to watch that program. He was always, I don't know, something about him. He's a great actor, I guess, or his facial skills, whatever it is, he does a great job.
Oh, he's, like I said, he's unbelievable to work with. I think it kind of gives, Lucha Underground didn't do too many touring events. They, you know, they weren't a touring wrestling company. And I think so many people were so into that program that he kind of has this aura about him. You know, it's the first time when I was a kid, I remember, you know, seeing a lot of these guys for the first time. You'd see them on TV and then you had to see them at the arena. There wasn't as many autograph signings. There wasn't their social media you could follow. You'd be mind blown. Oh my gosh, he's right there. And I think Cesar kind of has that right now. It's really cool. You know, the TV tapings he's been at, the building kind of lights up because they have spent 4 or 5 seasons watching him on Lucha Underground. And now he's right there in front of them. And it's kind of, you know, it gives a little bit of substance, especially to people here on the East Coast that have never been able to go to the Lucha Underground tapings. It kind of, you know, has a special feeling to it. And I think that just makes him an asset to us. And, you know, he makes MLW an asset to the rest of us.
What's your plans with him and John Hennigan moving forward? You know, teaming up, coming up, but what's the plan?
No, global domination, of course. we just want to make sure that it's a good time for everybody in MLW. There's a lot going on. I want to make sure that I can make my mark in MLW. I've been wrestling. This would be 15 years. This is the beginning of my 16th year I've been wrestling. And I couldn't be more proud and excited about what I've done in my career, but I've never really done anything on American television. Most of my career is, you know, it's been either in Mexico or Europe or traveling shows, some time in Japan. But I've never had that spotlight on American TV. My goal is, you know, to be one of the guys people turn on MLW for. I want people to, you know, say, what is this wrestling? What is this on Tuesday night? Oh, MLW. And I need them to say, holy cow, who's that big blonde dude? Who's that, you know, the guy who did the 450? I want people to know that, you know, we have some of the best talent on earth. And I want to be one of the reasons why they tune in. And, you know, I definitely see that as being possible, especially when there are people like, you know, Lindsay Dorado, you have Harry Smith. There's so many big stars. And I think, you know, I'll be able to lead that charge with guys like Morrison. And I really have my eyes set on Hammerstone and Fatu. I think they're the two that I will match up with the best. And I think when all is said and done, people are going to be talking about that, you know, MLW a lot in the next couple of years.
To me, Fatu, I don't even know why. Somehow he's like undervalued or underappreciated, underrated, whatever you want to say. Like people don't realize how great he is, but I think they're maybe starting to realize it now that the Reels is getting more popular, and maybe if they've seen it on YouTube or whatever. But I feel like Fatu kind of under the radar a little bit.
I think I can only draw this correlation because I feel like in a way I've ran into some of the same issues. I think being a true independent can sometimes be a detriment to a wrestler now, because you know there's so much wrestling out there that a lot of the fans don't know what they're looking for or what they like. So they fall back on what they know. And there might be 10 or 12 American independent companies that everybody's always checking out, seeing what's happening there. Whereas if it's not happening there, they might not see it. I myself, we've had 15 years bouncing from all, you know, company to company all over the place. And I'm proud of the fact that I've never stayed in one place too long. I've always been able to, you know, move forward and do something bigger and better. But just when somebody says, oh, yeah, he's there, let's tune in, you know, next thing you know, I'm out the door. I think Fatu has been the same. He's been everywhere, and he's the guy that goes all over this country and delivers. He's one of those guys that people come to see and tears the house down, but because he hasn't been a mainstay in a few of the top independent promotions and hasn't been featured as the guy, I think he kind of slipped through the cracks. I think that's something that right now is going to be awesome about MLW going forward, because even Hammerstone, he has the same thing. I think there's guys there that, you know, have been kind of, they have slipped through the cracks, and it feels like right now that MLW's refining their footing and coming out with some new guys, new talent, new stories. And you know, I think the time is now for a lot of these guys to be seen as for as good as they are. And I think, you know, a lot of the next few years people are going to be looking at us as a, you know, almost as one of those a well-kept secret. People are going to look at it and just say, man, yeah, these guys are good, you know, and I think it's going to help us grow.
Like MJF was a few years ago when he was with MLW. Now everybody knows MJF.
Exactly, and I think that's kind of a good situation as a wrestler, as a performer, it's the best situation. You know, I think right now there's so much money to be made, but there's only so many positions to be had. There's a lot of people that, you know, work their whole life for their big contract and their opportunity. Even when they get that contract and opportunity, it might not have been what they expected it to be. So now they might have to, you know, they might not be as hot as they were when they were on the independents 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I think right now, given the quality of the product and what MLW is putting out, I think it's a really good place to kind of, you know, show your value as a performer. And I think MLW is going to continue to be a place where they're banging out the stars of the future because of the work atmosphere, because of the creativity and freedom they give the wrestlers. And at the end of the day, they have an eye for talent. You know, they know who they want and what they're going to get out of them. So I don't know. I've definitely, for considering that it wasn't really a priority of mine and nothing, it's something I wasn't really looking forward to, I'm more than pleased with the way things are going for MLW and happy to be part of it.
You're on a bit of a winning streak. You beat Calvin Tankman, Estrella, like a bunch of guys. So Hammerstone might not be that far out of your reach as far as getting a title shot against Hammer.
Oh, I hope so. I've wrestled Hammerstone multiple times. I've done some stuff with him down in his neck of the woods. But, you know, he's 6'4", about 245, 50 pounds. I'm 6'4", 245 pounds. But, I mean, he might be a little bit bigger in the chest than I am, but don't get crazy here. I have a feeling that we're going to have some really good matches. I think right now there's not too many, I hate to use the term working heavyweights, but you know, that's kind of the first thing that comes to mind. Just to go out there and keep a very fast pace and be able to go out there and give 20 minutes as hard as you can. There's not as many of theirs as there used to be, you know, maybe 20 years ago. So I think between Hammerstone, myself, and Jacob Fatu, there's a lot of magic to be made. And I don't know. I just think it's going to be good coming up. I definitely think I could end up with a title here sooner than later, especially with Caesar.
For sure. Why do you think that is with the heavyweights, though? Is it just like where do the heavyweights go? I mean, wrestling used to be filled with you know, these guys. Where are they all?
I think wrestling used to have, there used to be many more opportunities as a full-time job. I think whenever, you know, if there was territories and there was multiple positions for somebody, there was incentive for an ex-basketball player, an ex-steel mill worker to come to the wrestling business. Whether you like wrestling or not, you can make money at it due to your size because you're, you know, a carnival attraction. You're something people want to see. Now, generally, 90% of the wrestlers are coming into it as fans because it's their hobby, because it's their passion. And they kind of look at the business differently than most of like a non-wrestling fan would. And you could look at guys like, you know, the Road Warriors, the one-man gang, but wrestling found them. Their mentality and how they apply their logic and how to make money is going to be different than somebody that's watched wrestling their entire life. You know, I think that's kind of led to a lot of the wrestling, you know, the changes in wrestling overall. Now wrestlers, you know, it's a lot more people try to take care of themselves and try to, you know, do what they want to do because they like it instead of thinking outside the box and what's going to make them the most money.
When you look at your like career, MLW, even AAA, of course, you kind of look at yourself and you're like, wow, look, now he's starting to hit the main event. Now he's starting to win main events. Now he's in a main event with Psycho Clown and Vikino and Ray Harris. I mean, pretty climbing up that ladder in AAA, and the AAA MLW show that they had not that long ago, you were the main event in a six-man with those guys. Pretty awesome.
Right now, I mean, AAA is something that happened just kind of off the heels of COVID, and I just couldn't be happier. I don't think I didn't really plan on learning Spanish, but I think it's something that, you know, it's kind of, you know, I was blessed upon me, and I think that's definitely made my connection to Mexico has been stronger because of that. But it all comes from a lot of hard work and a lot of time. You know, I'm 33 years old, but this is already my 15th year in wrestling. So I think a lot of it comes down to the fact that, you know, I'm getting the opportunities at the correct time. A lot of people get the opportunity either too early or too late, or they might have a certain level of success at one level, but then, you know not how to strive at another level. I think that I like to think of myself as somebody that was patient and waited for the right opportunity, did what was right, made people happy along the way. And now, you know, I kind of think it's all happened because of the perfect storm. And I feel very confident that I'm right where I should be right now.
What do you think about like that six man that you had in the main event, MLW AAA show? Was a lot of pressure? I know you were kind of used to the main events, but I mean, it's almost like I'm not the lead heel, but I'm one of the lead villains now. I'm one of the lead heels. More pressure on you or no, you love it?
I've been used to where it's at for a while, in Mexico particularly, because I was working a very high level there around the CMLL. And that day, you know, wrestling Negro Casas in front of 10,000 people at Arena Mexico was a big deal. So I'm happy that it's happened to this. I'm happy that it's evolved to this point. AAA is definitely a completely different product than CMLL Arena Mexico was. It feels better, though, because, you know, you can feel the growth come along. You know when you're doing a AAA show, it's bigger production. You know there's fight TV. You know there's, you know, a lot more people watching around the world. I think it's just like anything. If you think too much about anything, you can set yourself out and get really worked up. But at the end of the day, you know, we work hard to get to this point, and I feel I'm used to it at this point, and I love it. I thrive on the energy. I love to piss people off and get everybody all wound up and just, you know, make everybody go home, whether they're having a good time and they like me or they hate me. I want them to never forget the match they just saw.
Well said. With Vikino, I feel like watching him and watching him in the Luchadors, I was a big WCW fan, watching them, Rey Mysterio, and like the influx of talent there is amazing. Then you see a guy like Vikino, and it's like, my God, this guy is like that times three. Like the stuff that he does is just insane. Have you ever seen a guy be able to do some of that stuff?
There's so much talent in Mexico. Vikino is absolutely incredible. A lot of that has to do with just kind of the culture that is wrestling in Mexico. These guys, they kind of look at it differently. And it goes back to what I was saying about, you know, the incentive to be a wrestler here. In Mexico, people know that can be a full-time career. They know it's like, you know, when you know your kid is 8 years old and he's hitting an unnatural amount of home runs, you're probably not going to be thinking about, hey, what does my kid want to do? You're probably going to think, this kid might be a baseball player, and let's try to help him be a baseball player. Let's, you know, maybe he doesn't end up being a baseball player, but you're going to do everything you can to facilitate a career in baseball if that's what your kid wants to do. Mexico is kind of like that as well. You know, there's gyms in these towns where some people, you know, might end up coming to the gym with their friend one day, and they don't even like wrestling. But all of a sudden, their first day in the gym, they're doing everything better than their friend that comes once a week. That kind of, whoa, this kid's, hey, why don't you come back next week? Why don't you train with us? And this kid might not like wrestling at all. He knows, oh, shit, I could be like Mystico. Mystico was, he's from a barrio. He's from a bad neighborhood. Look at him now. He's a superstar. I could change my family's life. I could be a rock star. That mentality, that kind of changes the outlook. And I think that's why, in Mexico, they do take such risks. They do amazing things. But they also put a lot more work in than most American wrestlers do, because they have the facilities. They're constantly trying to get better because there's so much competition. It's not just a hobby to most of them. It is a way of life and a means to a change.
Who is the most over luchador? Who's the guy? Is it Psycho Clown?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people don't want to say that, don't want to hear that, but by far, Psycho Clown. You could always make the argument about, certain wrestlers and WWE or there's always going to be the star that people try to take away. This guy, he wasn't a great worker, but, there's always going to be a Hulk Hogan, and then Psycho Clown's the Hulk Hogan. He's the guy that people are paying money to see. And, he's a hell of a wrestler. I think a lot of people forget that, sometimes just because we don't go out and have the same match that Vikingo and Ray Horace do doesn't mean that, we can't have a similar match and we're not capable of doing the same things. A lot of times we kind of have to, we go out there and just kind of read the crowd, see what's going to happen. There's a lot more brawling in Mexico than I expected. A lot more hardcore, a lot more fighting and tables and all that, and that's not by design. I think a lot of people might say, Sam Johnson, Triple A, he doesn't really do much. He's a brawler. But those same people, I could show them one of my matches from All Japan, and they could say, man, I didn't know he could do that. So I think you just kind of have to keep an open mind and think about, the where the guys come from and how they got there, to know that someone like Psycho Clown, even though he might be a little bit more character than someone else, but he's still a hell of a wrestler.
That's so true, about some guys. When the crowd is into it, you don't need to do, a million flips or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, Hogan could do the point and it'll get a huge ovation rather than somebody doing a Canadian Destroyer or, whatever. It's all relative. So if the crowd is into it, they're into it. You don't need to go crazy.
Exactly. And then, there's another guy down there, Cibernetico. He was a huge star for most of the 2000s and the late 90s. I was in the ring with him a couple months back, and he was my tag partner. And there was about 12,000 people in this building in Guadalajara, and his music hit, and I instantly got chills because it reminded me of when I was, about 9 or 10 years old at Pittsburgh's Mellon Arena, watching Stone Cold come out, and that's the only way you can explain it, And this guy, if you ask every single lucha fan in the United States, who's the best luchador ever, I doubt any of them are going to say Cibernetico, but if you ask every Mexican, who's the best luchador ever, at least 10% of them is going to say Cibernetico. So it's not necessarily about what everyone thinks it's about. It's just about being out there and knowing what you're capable of and being able to sell tickets and move the needle.
It's funny, ask somebody even in the States, hey, who's your favorite current wrestler? They might not know. Hey, what about Hulk Hogan? Even though he's 70, it's like, what? Oh, of course everyone knows Hogan. What about Andre the Giant? Oh, everybody knows Andre. It's Steve Austin. Oh, yeah, of course, Steve Austin. It's so funny. Everybody knows those names, those household names. You need those household names. You need those.
Exactly. I was always brought up in the idea of, as wrestlers, it's our job to get people interested and give people a reason to watch. But there's also, there's something for everybody. I think that's one thing that AAA does well, MLW does great. There's something for everybody on those shows. So, you got to keep it diversified. Generally, the most common denominator is going to be, a Hammerstone, somebody that looks like $1 million. He does some cool stuff, but he has that Hulk Hogan factor. Some people want to see Lince Dorado. Some people like Enzo Amore. You don't know what it is, but it's our job to draw people in and to try to, get people interested in wrestling. I think that's something that's so funny about wrestling now. Everybody gatekeeps. Everybody wants their wrestling company to be their wrestling company. And if you don't like our company, go away. We don't want you. That's not the way to be. I want everyone on the planet watching wrestling every night. I wish it was the way it was in the 80s, where everybody knew and loved that stuff. So I think there's plenty of it to go around for all of us. And we can all have our piece of the pie. But I just think anything we can do to get more fans is better than just trying to keep the 200 fans we have at our local independent show thinking we're the best.
So true. Like I, like we were talking about before, we'll watch New Japan Pro Wrestling from 1984 to 1985. Like we want to see all the good stuff. Doesn't matter what it is, or MLW in 2023. We want to see everything.
Exactly. I just think there's just, you know, there's so much out there right now. Is a good position to be in as wrestlers. There's so many options. You know, as fans, there's even more options. I think right now it's very interesting. I think we're just in the beginning of a, you know, I hate to say the word, you know, any sort of competition or war, but you know, right now we're in a wrestler's market, because in the next couple of years, you know, the one thing that never goes out of style is new, and there's always going to need new, no matter where it's at, whether it's WWE or AEW or Impact or MLW, new is always going to be a draw people in and make people interested. So as a wrestler, all you have to do is stay ahead of that, figure out what you want, how to get it, work hard, you know, make yourself an asset to anybody. And I think, you know, you will see in the next couple of years, the bidding wars will start. There will be people out there that, you know, where's he going? Is he going Impact? Is he going MLW? Oh, I heard he was going to New Japan. You know, I think that's kind of just a stone's throw away, and it's going to be a good thing for pro wrestling in general.
The best commodity in pro wrestling is the new talent and free agents. I mean, that's the best commodity, because this guy can go here, this guy can go there. New, it's fresh. That's definitely what it is. I mean, it's the key, the lifeblood of the business.
Exactly. It's going to be good going forward. Right now, I'm happy with the way everything's going in MLW. And I would like everybody to come check it out if possible. Tuesday nights, we're on Reels. I think you got to check local listings. I don't think there's an actual set channel for Reels. But, I mean, there's so much good going on. I don't know how many of your listeners watch MLW. But like I said, I mean, half the AEW roster that you see on Wednesday nights came from MLW 4 or 5 years ago. You know, MJF, you had Joey Janela, the Lucha Brothers, so much of these guys. And MLW now is just, you know, finding their footing again. And I think we have a hell of a crew. We have a lot of guys that you might know. There's a lot of guys you don't know. But I think, you know, between the production quality and what's coming out, I think a lot of people will be talking about MLW in the next couple months to come.
For sure. Check out MLW Underground on Reels. What I do simply, you talk into the remote, you say Reels, Reels pops up, or, you know, pops up my, it's the easiest thing in the world with TV nowadays. It's the most simple, the simplistic thing to find Reels. It's very, very easy. But before we let you go, where can we find you on social media and everything else?
I have my little hashtag, or my handle here down my chin on the video. It's at Real Sam Adonis on Instagram and Twitter. It has all my dates. It has a lot of my matches, a lot of my clips, a lot of pictures. My merchandise is available through DMs. So I invite anybody, please, if you've never seen me, come check it out. I promise you won't be disappointed. One thing I've always taken pride in is I'm one of these guys you kind of have to see live. There's so many people that are, you know, there's guys that you see a video of and they're incredible. But there's other guys that you kind of have to be in the room to experience. And, you know, I look at that like a good rock and roll show. You know, some guys, some bands you just have to see live. And that's always been my bread and butter. So if you can ever see Sam Adonis in a town near you, please come. Please keep supporting everything around you. Support your local promotions. Support WWE, AEW. Make wrestling hot. Everybody take care of it. And, you know, I think there's a lot of guys that we see a lot of different places in the next couple of years to come.
All right, Sam, thank you so much for all the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John. You have a good night, bud.
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Underdog Fantasy. Go to underdogfantasy.com and you'll discover that Underdog Fantasy is the best and easiest place to play fantasy sports. Underdog Fantasy lets you draft a fantasy dream team in minutes. Sign up now with the code POWERTRIP and you'll double your first deposit up to $100 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit of $10 or more. That's right, deposit $100 and get $100 for free. Underdog keeps it simple with their easy-to-use website and mobile apps. Pick between 2 and 5 players to fill out your pick'em slip, get every pick right, and take home some cold, hard cash. Use that promo code POWERTRIP and get your first deposit doubled up by $100 by Underdog. That's underdogfantasy.com. Use the promo code POWERTRIP today.